entrepreneurship, leadership, and free market capitalism. You are listening to Kill Bigger Radio with Kyle Keegan.
Welcome back to the Kill Bigger Radio Show. We are bringing high-quality, big-thinking business content to Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, YouTube, Stitcher, and all of your favorites. We build things that matter. We build things that last, and we kill bigger. I am your host, Kyle Keegan. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Tuesday, but I'm really recording this on Monday because guess what happened, guys? They finally pulled Donald Trump's taxes out. And let me talk about this for just a few minutes here. I wanted to address this because I am uniquely qualified now to discuss this because I haven't cut him any slack. You guys know I've been pretty critical of his economic policies. You know that I'm not some giant Trump supporter. So if you want to go hear from Hannity about why it's all okay what Donald Trump did, you can go do that. But I can also talk to you from a standpoint of, yeah, nothing he did was illegal and there's nothing wrong with anything that he did. But of course, they wanted to find some sort of smoking gun, right? They wanted to find some smoking gun. Of course, he's not going to have a smoking gun if he wants to be a free man, right? If you want to be a free man, a free woman, a business person, you're going to have to pay the taxes that you owe. Guys, you're absolutely going to have to pay them. There's no way around it. You'll get audited. They'll look through your freaking history and they'll determine how much you owe. And then you'll have to either pay it or you go to prison. Okay. That is the way this works. So when they have been trying to get him to release his taxes, guys, there's not some kind of weird, you know, special presidential ability not to pay taxes. Okay. We're going to talk about loss carry forwards here. And like I said, since I'm not a hypocrite, since I've actually given some crap to the president, I have not been some giant Trump supporter, Trump train, Sean Hannity douchebag about this. I have been very impartial throughout this entire thing. I can talk about his taxes and tell you guys, guess what? Loss carry forwards are important. And there's no damn way I want to roll over on loss carryforwards being available to me as a tool in my toolbox, right? I have personally used loss carryforwards. I have had years where I have spent more, invested more, and put more money on the line than I made that year. I've done it before. I'll probably do it again, okay? And should I pay taxes that year? Should that just not count as a write-off to me? All of my investment in the future, all of my investment in making things happen. Okay, let's talk about a loss, an operating loss. Okay, so of all of Donald Trump's businesses, he is showing an operating loss in like 10 of the last 15 years. He's had a rough decade, guys. He's had a very rough decade, but the years he gains, he makes a lot of money, right? And he has to pay a ton of tax, right? But they have this thing, he only paid $750 in whatever year. And it's like, so what? So what? He made billions of less dollars than you in that year, if that's the case, right? And it's, oh, it's Donald Trump, you know, he made more money. No, he didn't. He lost money that year. That's what that means. It means he lost money. If he has a loss carry forward, that loss should be allowed to be carried forward to other years. And if you argue against it, you don't get it, right? So let's say you go out and you buy a bunch of inventory in December. Now we're talking cash accounting, so that doesn't really work. Let's say you go out and you invest in the future of your business. You decide that you're going to buy some machinery for your business, some CapEx, right? In December of a year. And then all of a sudden, for the entire year, you've blown all of your profits for the entire year and then some, right? You made $100,000 that year. You spent $200,000 on this automation that's going to change the game. as you go forward. It's your business to do this with. Right, guys? It's your business to do this with. Now you show a $100,000 loss for the year. Okay? Should that $100,000 loss just disappear into the abyss? No, of course not. Next year, when you make $120,000, you can report that you've only made $20,000, right? Your loss carry forward applies to your new tax return. This allows companies the freedom to invest in their future. It allows companies to invest without worrying about the tax year. A day on a calendar shouldn't be making determinations of your business choices, right? Whatever day it is on the calendar shouldn't change anything. So your losses should carry forward just like your profits. Okay, so you have to pay tax on all your profits no matter what. Well, this shows how much profit and how much loss. It's very, very simple. And of course, they wanted to find some smoking gun. They wanted to pin him with this. He doesn't pay taxes. He does. He absolutely does pay taxes. He's a businessman and he's had a rough go of it the last couple, last 10, 15 years. Okay. Everybody knows that Donald Trump was the power player, in the 80s and 90s, right? This isn't a question of the 2000s and stuff. Has he built a new big building? Has he done big, great things? No, not really in the last 20 years or so. It's absolutely absurd. And now I have to worry about people up in arms that don't understand the tax code and why that's in the tax code, a loss carry forward. Reporting operating loss means you actually lost something. And if you report operating loss without actually losing something, you're going to end up in prison. Okay? So, if he's cheating on his taxes, which is what they're implying, even though he isn't, if he's cheating on his taxes, he's going to eventually have criminal investigations against him. Okay, so the entire thing is a sham. The entire thing is political posturing, and they're trying to get stupid people to say, oh my gosh, you only paid $750. I paid more than $750 taxes. Well, why did he pay less than you? Because actually that year, he made less money than you, okay? If you read actually Donald Trump's book, he talks about all the debt that he was in at one point in time, and there was a homeless man on the side of the road that was asking for spare change. And he thought to himself quietly that if only he knew that that homeless man was billions of dollars richer than Donald Trump in that point in time in his life. Okay, that was a pretty good way to look at it, right? That's a pretty damn good way. A lemonade stand run by a couple of five-year-olds made more money than Donald Trump in certain years. And that's understandable. You've got a huge nut. You've got all sorts of different operations going on. And if things go awry on a much, much larger scale. So you want the ability to write off your losses. You want to be able to report your losses. I don't know how they're going to ever address this. Hopefully it's just political posturing, because at this point, I think the Democrats might lose, which is probably a good thing. I'm not a gigantic Republican anymore because they're not a party of small government anymore. I'm a very small government person, but it's definitely the lesser of two evils at this point. And, the Democrats using this, what do they propose they do about it? Get rid of the loss carry forward. You're going to destroy the economy in so many ways. If you get rid of the loss carry forward, you're just getting rid of expensing. If you're getting rid of the loss carry forward, because what difference does a day on a calendar make if you incur an expense, an operating expense, a CapEx? What difference does it make what day it was that you incurred an expense against your income? Okay. There's no difference. But if they try to make it a difference, they're going to screw a bunch of stuff up. Hopefully this isn't a legislative ploy and it's just a political ploy to make him look bad. And your average dumbass in this world is going to look at it and think, oh man, he what is he doing with this 750? You need to understand that this is absolutely how business works. He's a business owner. Okay. He made less money than $0 in a lot of years. All of those losses add up. You can use those losses later when you gain. That's how this works. A loss carry forward is extremely important because it allows companies like pharmaceutical companies to invest millions and millions and millions of dollars in research and development and then recoup their ability to charge those off once they start making money, right? You invest billions of dollars in a new drug and then you make billions of dollars off of that new drug. Well, you get to have a tax-free kind of run-up for a little while because you invested so much money in this. You get to count those losses against your gains. Or let's look at it a different way. You're a drug company that's developing a cool new drug of some sort, cures a great disease, whatever. And you have 13 functional drugs that are making all kinds of money, and then you have 5 that are in research and development. You get to write off the 5 that are in research development against the ones that are making you money, right? So it helps lower your income, lower the taxes you have to pay, because you're trying to drive your business forward. If you get rid of loss carry forwards, you're going to do an exceptional amount of damage to the economy in the world. And that's what they are probably going to go after. You know, they're going to talk about his tax returns. You know, here's CNN, tax bombshell reveals Trump's image is a sham. That's all they can say, because I'm sure that most of the people who run CNN have used a loss carry forward, particularly hoping for one now, because they're probably losing a lot of money. I know that the news medias aren't doing so well. Here's New York Times. Trump's taxes show chronic losses and years of income tax avoidance. Now that chronic losses is one thing. Years of income tax avoidance is a very, very tight line to walk, saying that he's avoiding income tax. It doesn't say he's illegally avoiding income tax. And why would you pay unnecessary taxes? Why would you pay taxes on income that you didn't actually have, right? That's what they're implying, that he should have been paying taxes on income that didn't actually exist at that point. So anyway, no matter how you slice this, it's a bunch of deception, a bunch of bullshit, and you guys need to hear it from somebody who has been very impartial this whole time. And you've seen how impartial I've been if you've been around for a while with the Kill Bigger Radio Show. Nothing he did was wrong. He is a businessman. He is investing in the future, experiencing an operating loss. He's one of the few that are willing to experience an operating loss. That's what an entrepreneur is. They're a risk taker. And sometimes you're going to have an operating loss. Do you want to get double punished for it? No, of course not. Right? So I've used this before. I've had years where I've spent more money than I made on the future, on businesses, things like that. This is important to people like us. So now you're educated. You can go about your life. When people start talking about Donald Trump not paying enough taxes, it's bullshit. He's paid plenty of taxes on the gains. You only pay tax on what you make. He didn't make the money. That is the key. If you want to talk about all of this, the bottom line is he didn't make the money that they're saying he made. Okay. He had a couple of rough years. So what? He's a businessman. A lot of us go through that. Okay. So loss carry forwards are good. They help companies like drug companies. They help companies invest in the future. Okay. And that is what we're talking about. Complete bullshit. Be educated on this. I am glad that I was able to address you guys and bring this to you guys so that you know more about this bullshit artistry being spun in the mainstream media. Anyway, guys, I wanted to just put this out there for you guys today so you could listen to it. I know I've done 2 today. I realize that my Monday show is long and this is a Tuesday show. I'm going to go ahead and just launch this, even though this is the Tuesday show. Because people need to know that this sham is going on out there. People need to know about the manipulation from the mainstream media, how everybody just, you know, has to fall in line under this bullshit narrative, this narrative that doesn't exist, right? This entire narrative that doesn't exist. He didn't avoid taxes. He didn't cheat on his taxes. He just simply didn't make the money those years. He made a lot of money in a few years. Maybe his business is such that he only makes money every couple of years, but he makes it big in those couple of years, but the other years he loses it. Okay? Whatever it may be, if it's sporadic, we have the right to own a business with sporadic income. Okay? So that's the point of this show. I wanted to get this out. I wanted to get it out right away for you guys because there's a lot of crap circling around out there. The vultures are looking at this and lying, and hopefully it turns around and bites them in the ass, but I don't have much faith in the majority of people understanding the implications of the way this is written and why. So you guys do, and I thank you for that, and I'm appreciative of people like you that get this, that understand this, and that are sticking with this show. I really do love you guys. That'll do it for the day. I hope you enjoyed it. This is Kyle Keegan signing off. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. Please follow us on Twitter. Give us your 5-star reviews and also tell your friends. Send your voicemail questions in to be featured on this show. Check out killbigger.com where you can find a podcasting app. If you don't have a favorite yet, find books we've mentioned on this show and stay informed with our mailing list and Kill Bigger blog. Thank you for supporting this show and being a part of the movement up the charts. Join the discussion at thefastlaneforum.com. God bless you guys. People like you are the future. You guys are the smart ones. And I'm so thankful for that. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Glad that we got to have this out there. And we will be back with you tomorrow. Until next time, keep killing bigger.